Alrighty then, it's that time and we're excited to be here, living the good life, right here, from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister and thrilled to be right here in this chair again today. Always love it. Have been loving it for almost 11 years now. Every Sunday afternoon, bringing you the Word of God. The anointed word of the God and the teaching that will just help us each live a better life. You know what, guys? I just forgot to put that thing on Facebook about telling people. If you have time, one of you can go ahead and do it, because I forgot it in our busy afternoon. We had our nursing home ministry today. First Sunday of the month is always when we go to Palm Garden Nursing Home in Clearwater. And full house today and a lot of fun and singing the word and singing with our dear friends there. And PJ, I don't know about you, Pastor Jim Ellsbury, my associate pastor, PJ, fondly we refer to him as that. What a joy. Isn't it always just a joy to be there every single month? I mean, it never gets old, and we've been doing it almost 7 years, and it just never, ever gets old.
No, it never does. I don't know. It's such a pleasure. I can't think, you know, it's such a blessing to minister to the people in the nursing home, because, I mean, they so appreciate it. They so appreciate us, I think, because we are kind of a stable part in their lives.
Right. Always
us,
there, huh?
Plus, it's an honor just to minister the word of God to all of them.
It really is. And it's an honor to be right here on the air. And we thank Lola and TantalkNetwork.com for giving us this opportunity every single week. And as I said a minute ago, there's never a Sunday that goes by that we are not excited to come into this radio station and get on the air live with you. Some of you hear us on StarcomRadioNetwork.com every Saturday and Sunday at 10 a.m. Eastern. That's when you get to hear the shows, because those our show is put out in many countries, different cities across the United States. So some of you hear us then. So wherever you are and whatever day you're listening, that's all fine and good, and we're just glad you're listening. And I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister, and I just introduced my associate pastor, Pastor Jim, fondly referred to as PJ around here. And also joining us today on the air is our dear Nan. And hey, Nan Watson, how are you today?
Well, I'm doing very fine, Pastor. How are you doing today?
I'm going to tell our audience that you were on a run next door to the restaurant next door to get French fries, fresh French fries for Pastor Jim.
I was indeed. I did that. Yes, I did. I confess, I did that. You want some?
No, I don't. But I am very thankful that you were such a sweetheart to go do that for him.
Well, he's Pastor Jim. I love him.
Yeah, and he needed his French fries.
He needed his French fries.
I know. Whatever. Okay. To all of you out there, this is a rainy day in Clearwater, wherever you might be. It might be a nice, bright, sunny day. It might be very, very cold, like it is up north in some places. It's just pleasant here, but it is raining and kind of gray. But you know what? When we talk about the things of God and the things of the Spirit of God, there is a rain in the Spirit, Pastor Jim, where it is his blessing, his showers of blessing that are like raindrops from heaven. And I've been just living that for, well, most of my life, I guess. But in particular lately, it seems like the showers of blessing from Almighty God are flowing so beautifully, so amazingly. And I just thank him today for his showers of blessing. Do you want to comment on that, PJ?
Well, yeah, it's just like any plant needs something in order to grow.
Right.
We have to have the showers of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, we do.
The rain of the Holy Spirit. You know, the Bible refers to the former and the latter rain.
Right.
The former rain's coming in the fall, so you can get the ground ready to sow. And then the latter rain's coming in the spring.
Right.
That final push of moisture.
Right.
So the plants can actually finish their growth cycle. It's just, and then we need that too. We have to be watered. Otherwise, we just dry completely up.
Ephesians 5 talks about the water of the word. And Jesus talked about the well of water within us in John chapter 7, verse 37 to 39, where he talks about, let that spring of living water just flow up and out of you. And, you know, that's what happens right here on this show. So if you're new to Living the Good Life today, this is a show that's all about letting the Spirit of God flow and letting his presence just fill our hearts to overflowing. And in the studio in there, I'm in the control room at the controls, but in the studio, there's fresh French fries flowing right now. Right, Nan?
Yes, I can hardly wait to bite into one of them.
I know.
I order them special, soft. They always know it's me when I order them special.
You two are a mess. You guys, you really are a mess.
But you know, that's what's so cool about, you know, we're on the show. We have a service in the morning. We go to the nursing home and minister. We're on the show and minister. In the midst of that, I mean, we all love each other so much. And we have, seriously, I love you. Did you know that?
No,
but
no.
It's like, you know, we minister,
yeah.
But we are in so in tune with each other. We love each other so much.
You mean
so
we're buddies and pals and friends?
We're buddies and pals and friends.
Isn't that sweet? Yes.
But I mean, we can have fun while we're doing what we're doing.
Absolutely.
That's what it's all about.
And you know, you're exactly right. I'm teasing you and making
of
fun of you
okay.
Because that's what I do.
Absolutely.
But I will say that it is fun to have people in your life that you are, you know, you're working together for the kingdom of God. And that's what we're doing. And week after week, it's just a joy to work with my team. And I'm proud to say and happy to say Cindy Henderson, who was part of Beacon right here and moved out to Idaho and is part of a vital ministry out there, has agreed this week to be a part of our radio team starting in March. Yeah. We're excited about that, aren't we, PJ?
That's news to Nan.
It's news to Nan.
Yeah, but it's...
I'm excited. I think it's great.
Cindy is full of the Word of God.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, she will be a tremendous... We'll have two Cindys. We got Cindy Logan in Indiana. Now we'll have Cindy Henderson in Idaho. So what a joy. And so we're glad we have you, dear audience member. God bless every single one of you. We're in our new series. Well, actually, it's not new. It's been around for a few weeks now. Rest in peace. And we're going to talk more about the peace of God today. And we are going to believe right now that the peace of God will fall on you in a precious new way this day. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this opportunity. Praise you from the bottom of our hearts that you have opened these airwaves today to get the gospel of peace out to those out there that are needing to hear your encouragement, needing to hear how much you love them, needing to hear that there is hope and there are answers to their issues and their problems. Lord, we just thank you for your anointing. Before we see it on the show, we know it's there. You are moving mightily in every one of these shows. So we thank you in advance for what you're going to do as you touch our hearts to give out the words of life that we need to today. And as you touch the hearts of our listeners to be able to receive what you have for every one of them. Let the peace of God reign. By Hillsong, here it is. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. That was a strange prayer, right? I gave a radio announcement in the middle of the prayer. It's going to be one of those days. I feel it coming.
Father of life, draw me closer, Lord, my heart is set on you. Let me run the race. time with your life enfolding mine, and let the peace of God let it rain. Oh, Holy Spirit, Lord, my comfort, strengthen me, hold my
love that song. Great way to start this show. Oh, Lord, I hunger for more of you. Rise up within me. Let me know your truth. Let me run the race with you in my mind. That's what he wants for every single one of us. Rise up within us this day. That's our prayer, Lord God, as we talk about you, as we teach your concepts, and as we minister your grace and mercy to our audience, Lord, today. We want you to rise up within us. Woo! Praise God. Yeah, Nan.
I'd like to say something.
Well, you go right ahead.
At the beginning of that song when it started, I really just felt and feel just deep within my spirit to encourage the people to really listen today. I mean, really, really listen today. And whether they're listening live or at a future time, the anointing is still on the show.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the show when it airs live. It's on the show when people listen to it later. But to just really encourage them, listen. Just really listen. And just to listen and to soak it in, kind of like
Amen.
A sponge. Soak it in. Soak in what you're hearing. You know, if they're in a situation that they're sitting at home and they can maybe even take notes off of it. You know, get a little journal, get a little notepad, get a little something. Just write a few notes down. But just to soak it in today. They're going to be, their lives will be changed if they will soak it in. Mm-hmm. And that's what I felt like I needed to say.
I totally agree, because so often we listen half with like half of one ear, you know, and we got the other, we got something else going on in our other ear, or we got the devil or even just distractions on TV or whatever, keeping us from really hearing what the Holy Spirit says. This is going to be a very, very important show. I feel it in my gut. I have been excited about it since yesterday. I don't know what to expect because we never know what God's going to do. But I know he is here. He is showing up. And he arrived with French fries today. That's all I can say.
He's a good God.
But only for the two of you. And I should have resentment. But, you know, I have peace in my heart right now.
You can rest in peace.
I can rest in peace. Rest that in even peace. Though I don't have French fries in here, I have the power of the Lord, the anointing of God to bring this word. And if some of you are going, you are silly. Yes, we are. And part of that silliness has to do with this, the joy of the Lord. We just got
amen.
Done singing it, nursing home. The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Yes, amen.
And, you know, PJ, that's where it's at. The joy. We need that joy. People are tired of being depressed. They're sick and tired of being sick and tired. That's
absolutely.
My point right there.
Absolutely.
They're tired of being down and discouraged.
Well, yeah. I don't like feeling that way. And I can't, I mean, I know there may be some people that kind of like it because, I don't know, maybe get some attention or whatever. But I would much rather be joyful. And I'm not talking about just being happy.
Yeah.
Because there's a difference.
Yeah, and there is.
Joy goes much deeper. It has a much better foundation. Happiness is based on what's going on around me.
Right.
But joy has a much deeper foundation. And I'd rather have the joy of the Lord, A, because it's my strength, but also just because who wants to have a foundation of depression? I'd much rather build my foundation on the rock, and part of that rock is joy, the joy of the Lord.
But, you know, I think a lot of times, and I totally agree with everything you just said, but I think a lot of times people are so used to living in a mindset of discouragement, a mindset of depression, a mindset of worry. And that's why we've been doing this series. If you've missed any of these, come go to tantalknetwork.com, go to podcast, go to Living the Good Life, the name of the show, and catch those that you've missed, because there's been a powerful anointing on the series, and it began the last Sunday of this last year. The December 31st show is when we started this series. So we've got several shows in this series for you to listen to about peace. And Nan, would you agree that a lot of people get stuck in a rut of really just the same old feeling sorry for themselves, self-pity or depression or anxiety or worry or fear or whatever?
Well, us all three being in the church have seen a lot in the church. And you know, Pastor Jim kind of made reference to, and I want to piggyback on that, is that some people... and expound on it. Some people, they like the attention, the attention that they get
from being sick,
from being sick and tired, and upset. From being upset, and
right.
They want to share their story with
sure,
you know, 300
sure.
of their closest
yes,
friends.
Sure,
you know, and God wants us to live a much higher level. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would much rather live like Pastor Jim just said, on a foundation of joy than on a foundation of depression.
Oh, I totally
I mean,
agree.
You know, and I mean it. It's so much more fulfilling. It's so much more rewarding. It's so much healthier for you.
It just so is. And two or three days ago, I was ministering into a situation, and it was a situation where there was a lot of sickness and illness and preoccupation with problems. And I walked out of there, and I just, as I drove away, I thanked God for the ability to be healthy and strong, the ability to want to not wallow and feel sorry for myself. The ability to say, thank you, God, for a strong body. Thank you for a strong mind. You know what I'm saying, PJ? There's times I think we just need to thank God that we're not in that pit and help other people come up out of that pit of depression or anxiety or whatever it is.
And what strengthens us to do that is, like you said, giving thanks.
Giving thanks.
I think sometimes we take the goodness of God for granted.
Mm-hmm.
We take the things of God for granted, like it's just going to happen.
Right.
And like anything, I mean, walking with the Lord, again, I go back to that thing about a plant, kind of that metaphor about being a plant. It has to be cultivated. You have to commune with God.
Right.
God wants an intimate relationship with us.
Amen.
He wants us to talk.
Hang out.
Not talk, just talk to him, but talk with him,
yeah.
Listening, hang out with him. Getting his word.
Yes.
You know, that's what he wants.
That's how you build a relationship, you know, in anything, whether it's with a friendship, an intimate relationship, you got to spend time. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, you know me. All of a sudden a song runs through my head, Getting to Know You.
Getting to Know You.
Yeah, from
to
the
know
King
all
and I.
About you.
And that's what God wants for us is that we get to know him.
Yes.
That we get to know all about him. And we just talk with him and commune with him, because that's how we cultivate our life with him. And as that life becomes more real,
right,
then we grow his presence within us. We become more aware of his presence within us. And getting back to the, lost my train of thought there.
It's okay.
It's like, but we, like the joy we've been talking about, the joy of the Lord, that's something that, and thanks, being thankful, that's a big part of cultivating that relationship, because it makes us call to mind what God has done. My original point was sometimes we just get kind of lukewarm about it.
Oh, yeah.
Lackadaisical, we just take it for granted. But if we're actively giving thanks, it means I'm calling to mind, I'm really remembering what the Lord has done for me,
mm-hmm.
and I'm giving him thanks. In fact, you know, all through the Psalms, it talks about meditating on the works of the Lord and really just bringing them back up. You know, some of the Psalms, especially in the early 100s of the Psalms, recount Israel's history.
Right.
And it's important that we do that kind of thing. We remember what the Lord has done.
Which takes us to Philippians chapter 4, verse 4, which we were not going to start here, and God just said to do that. And I'm going to read it in the Message Bible, verses 4 to 7, and then we can talk about it. Philippians chapter 4, 4. Celebrate God all day, every day. Whoa. Celebrate God all day, every day. You know how we celebrate our birthday about once a year, you know? Well, for some of us, we have lengthier birthdays. And, you know, Nan's shaking her head. But my mom always celebrated her birthday for a week every year. Whole week, every day. And some of us celebrate. But this says celebrate God all day, every day. I mean revel in him. Make it as clear as you can to all you meet that you're on their side. Are you gracious? Are you open and helpful to people? Because that's what he's saying right here. Working with them and not against them. Help them see that the master's about to arrive. He could show up anytime. Verse 6, love it. Don't fret or worry. Love those four words. Don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness or peace. Everything coming together for good will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life. We have probably read those verses on the air many, 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 many times through these years of ministry. But they always ring true that when we are really putting God at the center of our lives, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good will come and settle you down. In other words, God's got this. Whatever it is, dear one, God's got it. Rest in his arms, Nan. And we'll go to PJ.
Well, what came to mind, and to share kind of a personal story, talking about worry, don't worry. And I was talking to someone who I'm seeing, and it came up about worry. And they said, well, I worry about you. And I'm like, why?
Right, don't.
Why worry about me? Well, don't you worry about me? No.
Right.
I don't worry about my parents. I don't worry about myself. I said, worry is a negative attribute. Why do I want to waste my time worrying on something?
But, you know, so many people, they live in that, right?
They do. It's a shame.
Right.
I mean, it's such negative energy, you know, worrying. I mean, worrying doesn't change what's going to happen or is happening anyway.
Right.
So don't worry.
Amen.
You know, you might be troubled or, you know, you have to pray through things or something like that. But as far as just outright, just worry about things.
Let it go.
Let it go.
PJ, what do you want to read?
All right. Well, Philippians 4, 6, and 7 out of the classic Amplified.
All right, let's hear it out of the Amplified. Classic Amplified, of course.
Do not fret or have any anxiety about anything, but in every circumstance and in everything, by prayer and petition, definite requests, with thanksgiving,
mm-hmm.
continue to make your wants known to God.
Right.
And God's peace shall be yours, that tranquil state of a soul assured of its salvation through
Read
Christ.
Read that again. Read that. Write that last sentence again. What? How is peace defined? Go ahead.
That tranquil state of a soul assured of its salvation.
Ooh, yeah.
Through Christ. And so, fearing nothing from God and being content with its earthly lot of whatever sort that is, that peace which transcends all understanding shall garrison and mount guard over your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
I love that. Garrison and mount guard over your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. I don't know about y'all, but we all need that. That peace that's mounting guard over our minds and our thoughts and our worries. It's a mindset change that we need a lot of times. That people have grown up perhaps in a household where everybody worried and everybody was preoccupied with each other. And, oh, are you okay? Are you all right? And I was worried about you. You know what? A mindset where we live in peace says, you know what? I'm praying for you, my friend. God's got you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I see you in the palm of his hand. It's a mindset change. It's a new move of God in our lives. The song we're going to do in a minute is all about a new move in God. And we will embrace this move. Because so often we don't embrace, do we, PJ, what the change from a lifestyle of anxiety, worry, depression, fear, all that stuff, and move into a lifestyle of, God, I choose your peace this moment in this anxiety I'm feeling.
And I'm one of these people that does have issues with change. I don't like leaving my comfort zone. I'm first to admit that. And that's a lot of what it is.
Right.
Is when God begins to expand whatever box we've tried to put him in, whatever box we're in.
I love the way you put that.
That can be a very disquieting thing.
Yes.
Well, that's why we pray, why we go to these verses in Philippians 4. Because, yeah, it says don't be anxious.
And right.
Big changes, you know, kind of makes me a little anxious. And God, you know, what God's doing can make us anxious.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, it's always an adventure walking with God. And he gives you enough light to see down the path a little bit. And he may have given you a big picture, but how you're going to get from point A to point B is right. going to be the adventure.
Exactly.
Where you really have to rely on God. And so I get that people are nervous with that, but we have to embrace what God is doing. We have to say, okay, I may not get the whole picture right now, but we have to trust God enough to know that he knows the whole picture and we can embrace whatever he's doing in our lives.
And so often we get so caught up in the journey that we forget to enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really fun on our little trips. Go ahead.
That reminds me.
You just raised your hand like you were in school.
I wanted to get your attention.
Go ahead.
No, that just reminded me of something in my life. I have a 27-year-old son. When he was two, okay, I realized that I did not so much enjoy the journey, but I like to go from completed task to completed task.
Okay.
And it was kind of funny. What made me realize this is I walked out with him one day to get to the car, and there were birds singing in the tree. I never noticed there were birds singing. I know this is a very simplistic thing.
No,
but
it's okay.
It's what God used to show me.
Right.
Man, you're not getting it. I want you to enjoy the journey.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing wrong with being a list person. I'm a list person, and I like to make a list of what I need to do, and I like to highlight, and I love it when it's all done. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I need to enjoy those things as I'm going through, you know? Anyway, so I just had to share my task.
Well, and I'm a kayak person, okay? So I stand on Dunedin Causeway, and I look across at Caladese, which is one of the most beautiful beaches in the world. And I say, if I paddle over there, I can get there, and I can lay in the sun out there. And it is so quiet and peaceful. Yeah, but I got to paddle from here to there. It's going to take me about 30 minutes. And if there's any big boats coming, I could get water in my boat and all that, which happens from time to time. And, you know, what if a storm comes up in the middle? But, you know, look over there. Wow, that's cool. You know, I want to go there. So I get in my kayak and I start paddling. And I get over there sooner than I even thought because the wind of the Holy Spirit is propelling, right, in our lives. And we are getting somewhere where we didn't even think we were going to be able to get there. We didn't know what was going to happen as we went. We get there, and boy, is it lovely to bask in the presence of God and the sunshine. So we're going to embrace this move.
We recognize that you're moving. moving among the earth, Lord. And we say we're with you. We're going to embrace what you're doing, Lord. Don't leave us behind. We're with you, Lord. We're
God, we're embracing the move of God in our lives. And we say, Lord, come and do a fresh work by the reins of your spirit. I love that in there. The reins of your spirit, as we were just talking about, are going to change us. Woo! Going to be your people of praise. Hallelujah. Love that. Nan, you got a poem God just gave you during that song?
Got a poem God just gave me. Embrace what I'm doing in your life. I will move in your situations, your strife. Embrace my move on this very day. I will help you. Trust what I say. Embracing my move is what needs to be done. You can do it because of what was done by my son. Will you embrace my move in your life? You will be okay despite the feelings of strife. Rest in the peace that Resting in peace is what you need to do. My move will definitely help you. What is your decision today? Will you embrace my move?
Very good. I love those poems. God just gives those to her during a song or when she's just sitting there and it's not anything pre-planned. Let's talk about an anxious person in Luke chapter 10 that we talked about this morning in our service, and I wasn't going to go there, but I feel like it's going to help somebody. In Luke, starting chapter 10, I'm going to talk about Mary and Martha for just a couple minutes. It's a short little passage, starting in about verse 38. And Jesus had gone to Bethany, to the home of Mary and Martha and their brother Lazarus, and he was just going to hang out. Don't you think, PJ, you want to amplify on what was going on there?
Yeah, usually when he, well, sometimes he would teach like he did at Peter's house early in his ministry. But going to somebody's house was usually an occasion for a meal. I think when he went to Matthew's house, you know, right. Even though he taught there.
Right.
Jesus just couldn't help himself.
He just liked to, but isn't that cool that he liked to hang out with people in their homes?
He just liked to go hang out.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, it says that, you know, he was teaching. He decided he was going to, we don't know what he was teaching. It's not listed, but he just started teaching, and Jesus would do that. He loved to do that in,
right,
not only in huge settings, like we think of the Sermon on the Mount and all that, but in smaller, more intimate settings, like when he taught inside Peter's house.
Right.
And here with Mary and Martha,
he liked
to teach in these smaller settings too, because obviously not everybody could hear him. You can't cram that many people into one of those small houses. So he's teaching and just kind of hanging out. And I always kind of pictured it as maybe people asking him questions, kind of
right.
having a little dialogue with people.
How cool.
You know, so he's doing that and Mary's just really getting into it.
She's sitting at his feet, it says, reclining there, because they reclined when they hung out, kind of on pillows around a little table type thing, right?
Right. And she was sitting at his feet, listening to his teaching, and lovely Martha.
And can't you picture Mary being just peaceful and just hanging out
at Jesus'
really feet, enjoying it.
And listening to his teaching. And I see Martha fluttering about.
Right.
Not unlike some of us. I mean, we think of, and think of it this way. What would we do if Jesus came to our house?
Right.
Would we be a Mary or a Martha? I think my natural tendency, well, I don't know. I maybe be half and half. I mean, I would drop everything. I figure he knows how cluttered my house is. If he knows me better than I know myself, he knows how cluttered the house is. So I could just sit at his feet and listen. And yet there's a part of me that would want to be like Martha, up running around, making sure I got something to feed him.
Right.
Something for him to drink, making sure the dog's out of the way. You know, all this kind of other stuff and trying to clean up behind his back, you know.
Well, this reminds me, and I keep seeing this picture, so I'm going to share it. Growing up as a pastor's kid and then a missionary's kid, for the first 10 years of my life, I was a pastor's kid in central Indiana. And my dad and mom pastored two churches, and the second one was near Marion, Indiana, where I was born. And it was a little rural church with a big front yard where all the kids in the church played baseball after every service. A lot of fun. One thing my dad and mom did is they set up appointments with the church people. A lot of them were young families like we were and had kids. And they would go to every, like, 2 or 3 weeks, they would make an appointment and go to one of those families' home for the evening, make it a pastoral call, they called it,
mm-hmm.
you know. And the kids, we would just play and whatever. And they would be, I can picture this because I'm picturing it right now and I haven't thought about these events for years till right now. They would sit around a dining room table or a kitchen table and they would drink coffee and tell stories and just be human, you know? And we, all the kids, would be outside playing ball, or we would be running around playing cops and robbers or whatever the heck we were doing back then. But everybody was just being themselves, just relaxing, spending time together. And I don't know that pastors do that much these days, but back then, and you know, in the 50s and 60s, this is the way it was, you know, in central Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, and I kind of picture that this is the way it was in Bethany, you know, that Jesus tended to hang out with these people quite often, probably because it was close to Jerusalem, right? He would walk, he would stop by at different times, and when they knew he was coming or when they knew he showed up, it was a great event for him to show up, don't you think?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, by this time in his ministry, he was well known. So for him to come into your house was an honor. Now, we find out from, like, the book of John, these were some good friends of his. These,
yes, very good friends, yeah.
You know, people he just happened to meet. These may have been friends of the family.
Right. Yeah.
And so he was familiar with them, and I think that makes what Mary did so much more important, because I mean, my buddy Jesus, I grew up with him. I've known him for years.
And yet she's sitting there at his feet, right? Hanging, it says in the Message Bible, hanging on every word that he was saying.
Right, and I think sometimes we have to, when it comes to Jesus, we have to see him differently, maybe at different times. By that I mean, you know, here's Mary sitting at his feet, obviously disciple, rabbi, which would be different than if Jesus came over to play cards.
Ooh, right.
Somebody's going to get mad at me for saying that.
Right.
But I mean, you know, hey, we're from Indiana. Maybe came over wanting to play euchre with him.
Right, exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
And yet, I could even see him teaching during a game of euchre. But, you know.
Informal.
Yeah.
Informal chatting, talking about the attributes of his father, talking about how much God loved him all. I can see her hanging on every word.
Right. And yet, again, in the background, I just picture Martha like a little butterfly.
Uh-huh.
Fluttering around in the background, you know, trying to do whatever needs to be done, make sure there's food. Because I'm sure there was a crowd of people probably
right.
following him. So she's trying to make sure everything's going to go well. Everybody's got something to eat, some water. They probably had animals, so she's probably trying to organize, make sure the animals are all fed.
Right, sure.
And Jesus said, just slow down.
But she gets upset here in Luke 10 about, I don't know, verse right at the end of the chapter, where, and she goes to Jesus and she says, Martha, no, wait a minute, before that, right before that, so it's verse 40, Master, don't you care that my sister has abandoned the kitchen to me? Tell her to lend me a hand. And she was saying, wait a minute, it's not fair that I'm in here cooking and slaving away. And look at Mary. She's just sitting there at your feet and listening and asking you questions. And Martha was mad. She was upset. And sometimes we get upset when people are not doing what we want them to do.
We have our own ideas of spirituality.
Right.
And by gosh, you better measure up to my brand of spirituality, Nan.
True.
Or else.
See, Nan, he's talking to you.
Or I'm going to go talk to Jesus about you.
Right.
I could just hear Martha, I'm going to go tell on you.
Right.
There you go.
Well, it's what she did. She did tell on her. She went to Jesus and said, well, don't you care that my sister's not helping in the kitchen and doing all this? And I think the point we're seeing right here is Jesus says, wait a minute, Martha. Yeah. I mean, he doesn't say, oh, just forget all that work, you know. He's not saying that. He just says, you're fussing. I love this, the Message Bible. I've been here seeing the word fussing a lot. You're fussing far too much and getting yourself worked up over nothing. One thing only is essential, and Mary has chosen it. It's the main course and won't be taken from her. What did all that mean, Pastor Jim?
Well, Martha was anxious. It's like, I got to do all this stuff. I can just see her kind of running around. And Jesus said, you know, you are anxious and troubled about many things. But one thing is necessary, and some translations say, but a few things are necessary, really just one. And Mary has chosen that good portion, which will not be taken away
from her. And what was that thing that was so
important?
That was just
sitting at Jesus' feet. That was the thing that everything else needed to revolve around.
And isn't that the essence of peace that we all want in our lives, is spending time? Talk to us, Nan, about the need to spend time with our Father and our Bibles and listen to the voice of God on the inside of us, Nan.
Well, I'd like to make a comparison here.
Go ahead.
I'm really thankful for you, Pastor. You're a good pastor. You're a good teacher. You're a great preacher.
You. You're saying that exactly the way I wrote out for you to say it.
With the tears, too? Did you put the tears in there?
No.
I'm teasing. I know you are. But, you know, no, I was sitting thinking as Pastor Jim was talking, I don't like sit at your feet, but I go to church.
I want to hear the word.
I want to hear the word. I want to hear what you have to say, because I know you've spent time with God.
Amen.
You spent time with God to prepare, and the anointing is on you when you teach. And I can kind of feel like Mary just sitting there, just taking it in, you know? But we need to spend time with God. We need to spend time in our word. That's just where we get our strength.
Right.
It's from the word of God, you know? I mean, we couldn't make it, really, as we can make it. I'm not saying this right. We need the word of God. And if we don't have the word of God in our lives, we get topsy-turvy, and can't really move forward in the way that he wants us to move forward. We live with a lot of strife that we don't have to, simply because we don't surround ourselves with good people, that we don't spend time with God, and we don't spend time in the word. In the word and with God is
That's where it's at. And so thank you for your nice, kind words. But the truth of the matter is, it does all come from spending a lot of time with God. All day long, really, in and out, doing things, working, real estate, whatever I'm doing, but yet just talking to God as I go through my day, and then listening to his voice. God, how do you want me to handle this? Where are we going with that? Or what are we doing on radio? You know, talk to me, Father God. This is how I go through my days. Absolutely. And when you do that and you live like that, like Mary was obviously doing, you have peace with God. Mm-hmm. You know, you have peace with God. And the devil always tries to disrupt our peace, folks. He will send people into your lives that will steer you away from a godly path. He will send situations. He will send problems at work or problems in your family. He will send marital issues. He will send things into your life to pull you away from peace.
Well, and if I can just add something, because I mentioned this morning. Look at Martha. She wasn't sinning or anything. She was trying to be helpful.
No.
And sometimes our wanting to help God out robs us of our peace.
Yeah.
You know, unless God specifically tells you to do this. I can give a really good example. I really want this one particular Bible.
And to add to your collection of 148?
To add to my collection. And yet I thought, well, I could buy it because there was a sale going on. But I didn't have a peace about it.
Okay.
You know, there wasn't a peace. I was like, man, I don't need it. I do need it. I don't need it. I do need it. Then I found, got a new phone, got a new Bible app. Really don't need it now. But there wasn't a peace.
Right.
And I know we're going to get there to Colossians. But it's like, if I don't have peace about it, I'm not going to buy it.
Right.
And because that was trying to do something for God.
Right.
You know, if I get this new Bible, I can be more spiritual. And that's just doing something for God.
Right.
And not something from God. That's a good way to put it. I'm trying to do something for God instead of doing something from God.
Amen.
What he's told me to do. Martha was doing something for God. Mary was sitting there listening and doing something from God.
There you go. Oh, None But Jesus by Hillsong. Love this song. Says what we've been talking about, I think.
In the quiet, in the stillness, I know that you are. God in the secret of your presence, I know there I am restored. When you call, I won't refuse. Each new day again, I'll choose.
Praise God, none but Jesus. It's the way we should be thinking right now. We're talking about peace and how peace should be shaping our lives. And when Jesus is the center of our lives, Pastor Jim, and we really are like Mary, sitting at his feet because we want to hear from him and learn, our priorities change. Our people we want to hang out with changes. We don't want to hang out with people that are going to drag us down a bad path or get us into habits we shouldn't be into or just waste time, you know, in our lives. We need to concentrate on what God is doing, and we need to grow in him. And we are going to Colossians 3. If you just joined us on Living the Good Life, we are getting ready to go there in just a moment. I just want to emphasize to people how important it is that we learn to sit in his presence, Nan. You want to talk about that for just a moment?
We gain strength, we gain peace, we gain rest, we gain all kinds of things by just sitting in his presence. You know, I mean, there's just times, you know, just sit down, you know, shut off the TV, turn off the stereo, things that, you know, that distract us. Mm-hmm. Turn and just be still and just wait. You know, and there's people. Sometimes you have to get imaginative with how you do that, you know,
right.
Because you say, well, I'm a wife. I have two children. One's a toddler. You know, my life is busy. And that's all true. So what you can do is maybe the time in the shower That'd right. be quiet time.
Yeah. You look for those opportunities.
Look for those opportunities, you know, right. and it's so important to dwell in
it
his
is.
Presence, you know.
And just spending time with him and talking to him. For me, praise music is the key. And I get my little tablet and my Bose speaker and turn it on like I did this morning early before church. And it just gets me ready because I'm just praising God as I walk around my house. And it just changes everything. Some people out there, they'll live with people that it makes it impossible to do that. But there's a thing called headphones, guys. And headphones can bring that praise music right into your ears and into your head, even if people in your home don't want to hear it. Talk to us, PJ, before we get on up here close to the hour. Can't believe we got an hour past already.
I know. Well, yeah, it's like I said before, it's a relationship with God. And that requires intimacy. That requires community, communication, which right. means you got to be talking. You got to praise and worship him.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And in so many of our lives, we get so caught up in the thing going on that we don't take that time. And when right. we don't take that time, then we're not going to be walking in the peace of God that he wants for us because we're off here worried and anxious, and that's what this series is all about, overcoming all that worry and that anxiety, right?
Casting all your cares upon
yes.
him, for he cares for you.
Amen.
And unless you're talking to him, you can't cast your cares on him.
Well, that's exactly right. Casting all your cares is a present participle, right? ING. Mm-hmm. Casting, it's something you are doing, you're in the process of doing. And it doesn't mean I once casted all my cares. I don't know if casted is a word. I once cast all my cares on God. Now I never have any more cares. No, because you live in a human body in a real world, and you're going to continue to have cares and concerns and problems in your life. And so it is a constant daily thing, or sometimes it's a moment by moment thing.
Well, and as they come up, you cast them onto the Lord.
Right.
But again, that requires having communication with the Lord.
It does. So we're going to get up here at the top of the hour. Pastor Jim, please tell everybody about our prayer line.
Okay, we have a prayer line, and we enjoy getting your prayer requests. We will take them, we'll send them out to our prayer team, usually with a prayer attached to it that, you know, we come up with, because we believe, first of all, in the power of prayer. We also believe in the power of unity when it comes to prayer. So we're all on the
yes,
same page,
yes.
praying the same thing.
Right.
We do believe God answers prayer. We wouldn't be doing this.
Right.
We certainly wouldn't have the prayer ministry if we just thought, oh, it's cute or,
no,
you know,
it works.
Maybe God will answer. We know he does answer.
Amen.
And the only thing we ask, obviously, is just that when God answers your prayer, let us know. I love getting praise reports.
We do, don't we?
And in fact, like on Sunday morning, we collected quite a few this
morning.
Oh
my gosh, it was crazy before church started. Crazy.
Because it just goes to show he is up there listening. He hears when we ask, and he moves in our behalf.
He so does. And so send your prayer request to prayers at bohmglobal.com. And our website is www.bohmglobal.com. You can go to the bottom of the homepage and see the word donations if you want to help support this radio ministry. That's where those monies go to. Donations at the bottom of our homepage, www.bohmglobal.com. It'll open to PayPal, and you can give a safe way that way. Nan, would you talk about our Thursday night show? You actually called in on the show last Thursday night with Dr. Angel and I. I mean, my other name, Mama Mac.
I did. It's a life coaching show. I view it as it can be free counseling.
There you go.
For somebody, if there's on a subject of what you're talking about,
right?
You know, they can call and ask a question
right.
that's related to the subject of what you're talking about.
Actually, yes. Yeah. We're in a series, Dr. Angel Falzoni and I. She's a PhD, licensed mental health counselor, so it's good counseling. We're in a series, How Does Your Past Affect Your Present? And I think we're wrapping it up this week, but there's been three others in this series. You can go to tantalknetwork.com, go to podcast, go to Go Yard. That's the name of the show, which means hitting a home run in life. And catch these shows. How does your past affect your present? Because it does is the answer. Yes, it does.
Because it does. It does.
It does.
It does.
So to recap, if you have a prayer request and or praise report, go to prayers@bohmglobal.com. If you want to be a part of the prayer team, just send an email. Pastor Jim will put you on the list. prayers@bohmglobal.com, and you can be a part of the prayer team worldwide and pray for others' needs. And there's so many needs that come across the email to us. And with